hopefully our connection will stay solid. Looking forward to some folks stopping by with us also this morning.
To go back to Larry, he was explaining.
And so Larry was talking about this project, and I find it interesting. There's some of the Facebook groups here related to Hyde Park and the speculation that people have with, you know, what's going on here, and particularly the tower in back. People are very fascinated with the tower. Somebody had said the other day, hey, wouldn't it be nice if they would make a little observation thing up there? And Tom Mulroy, you said that's in the works.
We are. We're not taking that down. Everyone speculated we're going to take that down. We were nervous when we were building the hotel that it was going to fall down. From about the 1890s. We're actually just signed a contract to renovate that structurally, put new windows in, bring it back to its original luster, and also eventually put a glass railing up top so people can sit up there and actually have a dinner or cocktails and look at the views, because it is set up nicely.
Nice. And Larry Boudreau, you had said that what you had to go through with this site, with SHPO, and that's what, state historic
Preservation. Yes.
And that was not a facility that came under any of the historic statutes.
Correct. When we took a look at it structurally, it needed quite a bit of work. So the first thing we're going to do is get the steel up there, secure it. And that should be starting in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Good. I know there's been a lot of site clearing work that's been happening now the last several weeks. And Tom O'Reilly, let me come back to you, because when I first came over and met with you, you talked about the harvesting of some of the wood from this property. But some of it was then milled and turned into lumber, which has been built into the project. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure. This project, the vision of this project is to be an eco-friendly, sustainable to the extent we can,
right?
Given current technology. One of them, we also harvested the stone. We had a blast at a part of the side of the mountain there. We repurposed that shale, used it on the roads. We also, certain trees that we had to take down that were heirloom or historic, we had to, we actually milled them, repurposed them, dried them, and you can see them throughout this hotel. In fact, this room, you can see, it's a 230-year-old sycamore mm-hmm. that we had to, unfortunately, take down. But then there's also in the porte-cochere downstairs as you drive in, and also the Storyteller Lounge and Bar restaurant downstairs. You'll see it throughout the ceiling up there. And we gave tribute to it, because we put plaques up that explained mm-hmm. the history of this wood. And we did preserve, there is a 350-year-old sycamore wow. right by the wastewater treatment plant north on the project. And we preserve that at great cost. And we have a company just hired to maintain that one tree. And throughout the project, when we have trees like that, we are going to maintain and yes. keep them within the fabric of the entire project.
It's absolutely beautiful wood to sit here and look up at the ceiling and to think how much you got out, how many board feet you got out of that one tree. And Larry Boudreau, coming back to you, your involvement in this piece of property began even before T-Rex Capital and this project, correct?
Yeah, the company, Chazen Company, did all the surveying work for it initially, and did, you know, was involved in the preliminary planning back in 07, 06, and 07. So it goes way back. I started at Chazen in 05, mm-hmm. so I was familiar with it. And again, I started to say earlier when 2012, when Tom walked in the door, oh man, this is my kind of guy. And we hit it off and started working with him on the project.
And that's Larry, I mean, that's exactly how I felt when Tom and I first met, because taking the long view, there's a temptation for mm-hmm. in this society we're living in. Well, let's turn the quick buck here and be in and out of something. But that was my first conversation with Tom. And it goes back to we had the good fortune last week when we came over last Wednesday morning when former Dutchess County Executive Bill Steinhaus and I came over and spent 2 hours with Tom. Because going back, as you said, 06, that's when Bill was still county executive, and Roger Akeley, Dutchess County Planning back in those days, Keeley Solomon, wanting to have this parcel develop with that long view. And that's where it just, when I heard this story, it all played together so well, Larry.
Yeah, I tell Tom all the time that he is a blessing to this community because he has that long-term vision. Mm-hmm. And that's what it takes.
Yes.
And the drive and determination. And again, he tells me, I tell him 24/7, never give up, you know, and we, you know, that's our mantra every day we come here.
Not that anything much has happened in the economy or anything in the last 20 years. That's what a wild ride.
Yes, yes, yes. All the entitlements that we have to go through. Again, Tom will tell me, when you're in trouble. You know, I don't want to bail you out when you're going under, right? So we work very hard, very good communication with our whole team to get this thing done.
Uncle Mike?
Well, we were talking before we went on the air, Tom. A development of this size, there is no quick hit. It has to be long term. You can't develop a piece of property like this without a vision to begin with, and then the ability to carry that vision out.
That's very true. And when we're able to get this piece of property, it is a special location too. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, in the middle of, you know, Wyoming or what have you. You have a very special location. The historic value of the North and South Hudson River right here. All the commerce for hundreds of years that have gone along here. And as you get further away from the river, you get more rural and farmland. But this is the main artery, the train system. When we did take a long view, we had various developers come to us when we first purchased this to try to buy pieces of this. Mm-hmm. And this would have just been strip centers after strip centers, like, you know, you go south and you'll see just typical stuff. But this was a special piece of land. It's across the street from the Culinary Institute of America, Marist, the FDR, very historic. You had to do something special. We're not going to build different silos. It's one consistent vision for the entire project. It weaves the past with the present with an eye on the future. And it really integrates the entire project as you go from phase to phase to phase. You'll see even the first hotel, Roosevelt Stone, along the perimeter on the bottom. You'll see that element in the next phase 2A, which are 12 townhomes going up on the ridge behind us. It'll be totally different look. But you'll see the Roosevelt Stone transition into that phase. And fire project.
And that one of the last week during the ribbon cutting, Tom Mulroy, you talked about agrihood, I believe.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and agrihood really is defined now by the ULI. It's sort of a somewhat new term over the last few years, and it really just is defined by either a residential or mixed-use project built around and centered around a farm. Mm-hmm. And ours is going to be organic local farms featuring a lot of the Hudson Valley product, and that'll be used within the project as a CSA to distribute food throughout the residential, the commercial, the restaurants that are coming here, and so forth. So we're sort of working within the land that we have here, and this is a big enough project where this farm is not going to be big enough to supply everything on site. So we are going to be buying from all the local farms around here as well, which are having a resurgence due to the local war movement, that people want food that's basically grown within 50 miles of their home. Yeah. It's fresher, more nutrition. I mean, 50% of the nutritional value of a head of lettuce goes away within 48 hours. So when you get some lettuce from the Midwest somewhere that's 2-3 weeks old, frozen, not a lot of nutritional value in that. And people are realizing that, and they want that sustainable nutrition value too.
As I said last week when you did the ribbon cutting, you know, when I go back to 1993 when I led the first economic development forum, and we just had an entire day of brainstorming. How do we really look at the assets that are here and come up and go forward? And what was very different about that particular day was that the people who attended, there were 110, 120 community leaders. You had to actually stand up and make a public commitment as to what piece of it you would do something about. It wasn't, how many times have you been to events and, you know, the little workshops and it goes on the shelf never to see the light of day. And Larry, have you ever been through that one?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, the project wouldn't be here without Larry, too. I know he's giving me credit for it, but Larry is really the heartbeat. He's here every day at 7 o'clock, doesn't leave till 7 at night. And the phrase that I told Larry is, tell me while you're drowning, not after you drown.
Yeah.
So that was the key phrase for him.
And that's one, as we go forward, I mean, Larry Boudreau, is there a sense yet? Obviously, capital markets have a big play, and interest rates have changed, supply chains, all the stuff that we know about. But the timeline that you've sketched out on this, what are you looking at from now? It's, you know, the ninth day of May of 2024. What's your best timeline?
5 years.
Okay.
So I'm told that by Tom.
Yes.
5 years. But we have a goal, and we work towards that goal every day. You know, now it's not a clean, straight line. You know, it jumps around every day. Something will come up, but we're very excited about the tenants that have interest. You know, they jump in, they jump out. You know, different tenant here, we immediately respond to what their needs are in the master plan to show the fit. And, you know, we're very excited about getting, you know, the village going and out of the ground. Our main street is the core of Belleville. Once that, the architects that we work with, Hart Harrington, they refer to it as body heat. You know, you get the people in on the property, walking on Main Street, then everything else will follow.
And that's the trend of having the live work spaces here where, it's a 24-hour-a-day livable community. It doesn't, you don't roll the sidewalks up at night.
Correct. What is neat about the Main Street is that there's a commercial space on the main floor and two stories of lofts above. So there it is, you know, multifamily resi over commercial.
And I think a lot of folks really want to go back to the idea of the walkable community where you don't have to get in the car and drive somewhere. A lot of your core services are right within walking distance.
So does the planning board. So because of that, our parking is not as you would typically see in a suburban, commercial center. Because of that.
It is 6:31 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on WKIP. We're broadcasting from the Inn at Belleville in historic Hyde Park up on the fifth floor of the Delano Hospitality Suite. We have a beautiful view looking west over the Culinary Institute of America out to the Catskills. And we're going to be broadcasting from here until 9 o'clock this morning. Looking forward, we'll have some other guests joining us. But you guys will stay with the microphones while we get through a quick break here. And...